Thank you, Herb. I want to begin by disagreeing courteously with Stan Evans. Conservative journalist is not an oxymoron any more than conservative intellectual is an oxymoron. I suggest that rather than being an occupation that is intrinsically hostile to conservatives, that journalism is, in many respects, a logical occupation for conservatives. After all, what are the attributes of a good journalist? He must be skeptical, even cynical about human nature and human institutions. That is, he must not take things at face value. A journalist must be self-reliant and self-possessed. He must possess a willingness to criticize those in positions of power and influence without regard for the probably hostile reaction of the powerful. He must be reasonably materialistic. That is, he must want to be justly rewarded for his efforts, particularly for his scoops and his exclusives. A journalist must be principled, believing either in a libertarian or a social responsibility approach to journalism. With the former, he will report whatever he sees without regard for the consequences, letting the chips and the reputation sometimes fall where they may. With the latter, he will not report what he believes may damage society, like a state secret, or he will insist upon reporting what he believes will advance society, like Watergate or the sins of Teddy Kennedy. I think we have to understand these kinds of attributes, these kinds of characteristics, if we're going to be effective in working with the media. Why? Because you have to understand the media, and that means getting inside their head and thinking as they do about news if you're going to be successful. Well, what is news? What makes news? What do reporters and editors and gatekeepers, as we refer to them, think about and consider when they're looking at news? Well, first of all, they agree that news must have a high impact on readers or viewers. 5,000 Kuwaiti raped and murdered by Saddam Hussein just won't get the amount of coverage that five students murdered in Gainesville, Florida. People want to read about things that directly affect their lives. The trial of a mayor, power blackouts, rising prices, rather than things that happen far away, no matter how terrible. Second, stories become news if they're about natural or man-made violence, conflicts, disasters, scandals. It's not true, I'm afraid, that people want to read only good news. Surveys consistently show that bad news sells. And the media are in the business of attaining and retaining the highest possible circulation and audiences so they can sell advertising and pay everyone's salaries and expenses. Third, news should be familiar to the reader. It should involve situations about which many or most people are concerned, and it should involve well-known people. Consider our continuing fascination with the Kennedys. More than 20 years after the assassination of President Kennedy, most Americans still remember details of that funeral ceremony, you know, John saluting, or that high-strung horse skipping along behind the caisson and the coffin. Fourth, and this is particularly important if you're talking about newspapers and local TV, most news stories are about an event close to home. Every day in major markets like this one, Baltimore, TV stations offer an average of 2 hours of news before Tom Brokaw, or Dan rather, or Peter Jennings. And these 2-hour-long programs have high ratings and therefore make money for stations. In short, people are most interested in what happens near them. Fifth, news should be timely and novel. It must be about something that has just occurred or is out of the ordinary, either in the sense that it doesn't happen all the time, like planes landing rather than crashing, or in the sense that it's not part of the lives of ordinary persons, like the pilot of the plane who was nearly sucked out of that cockpit at his window. If your planned event meets at least 3 of these 5 criteria, you should find yourself in the news, unless the assignment editor doesn't have an extra camera crew for your event, or the mayor has scheduled a press conference at the same time, or perhaps you didn't phone the assignment editor to make certain that he knows about your event. You have to have the right attitude if you're going to start working with the media. And that means a winning, not a whining attitude. You've got to be positive and think that you can be successful with them. And I want to give you three examples. Back in my days when I was a flag. First of all, if you're thinking about dealing with the mass media and with television and with photographers and even with newspapers, and you're looking for something to get on the front page, you must think visually. And that's what we did with the Veterans Day rally at the Washington Monument. We had 25 or 30,000 people in the middle of all the demonstrations which were going on against the war in Vietnam. This was 1969. We're trying to think of something that we could do which would really sort of sum up and capture the attention. So we went out and we bought 10,000 mini U.S. flags. And we passed them out ahead of time. And just before the rally started, I stepped up to the microphone. I said, I want everybody to wave their flag. They were just in front of the Washington Monument and show America and the world the real face of America. So all those wonderful patriots got out there and waved the flag. It's on the front cover of Time magazine the next week. Think visually. Got to go on the offensive. I once had the privilege of working under Reed Larson, the head of the Right to Work Committee. And we designed a series of newspaper ads for them about their cases which they were fighting through the Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. Now, we could have gone, and sometimes we did, place some ads in some of our friendly conservative media, but we decided to go on the offense. We decided to invade the enemy camp. So we placed them in places like the New Republic, which was much more liberal in those days. This was before Fred was on board. And we went to the New York Times and a number of other publications. They were pretty good ads, pretty effective. But what happened was that a trade union leader got so upset when the New Republic ran this ad that he called up the publisher and said, my God, you can't do that. Pull that ad. And the publisher of the New Republic said, well, if you don't like it, you can buy an ad and answer it that way. So go on the offense. Don't be afraid to go after and invade the enemy camp. If you know what you're doing, you've got a good story to tell. Three, use the establishment. Use a little political jiu-jitsu. Turn it around. Use that for your purposes. Back in the late 70s and early 80s, we did a couple of series of seminars, and we realized that if we wanted to get some people on our side, that we had to get an establishment type to talk about things like détente. So in those days, somebody who was considered a member of the establishment was a man named Ray Klein, Ray S. Klein. Some of you may know Dr. Klein. He hadn't quite surfaced as much in those days as he has today. So using Ray Klein, we were able to get Bill Colby, who at that time was a little bit more rational than he is now, a General Goodpaster, former NATO commander, and a bunch of other people of that ilk and that reputation to participate in some seminars on subjects like after Mao, what in China, beyond détente, and so forth. We used the establishment to bring the media's attention to us. We got major coverage in places like the Washington Post and the New York Times and so forth. So if somebody asks you, are the media biased? Your answer is yes. But then so is everybody else. And if they ask you, are the media liberally oriented? You may again reply yes, by reason of education, environment, culture, but not because a small group of editors are getting together every morning and figuring out and plotting some kind of conspiracy as to what the news and how it's going to be slanted that day. And if they ask you, is it possible for conservatives to receive fair treatment from the biased, liberally oriented media, you should point to the media success of Ronald Reagan and say, yes,